So I'm going to talk about deposing for the plaintiff. And let's start by beginning with what's your mindset when you're representing your client? What's the goal? And the goal, of course, is to maximize the client's recovery expeditiously and economically while you're preparing the case for trial. That's what it's all about. And how you structure your depositions as you're going through your case preparation, gathering the facts that you're going to need and the facts that your experts are going to need, will determine how expeditiously and economically you actually develop the case. Now, I'm talking about nuts and bolts today. Some people are going to give you more details about different things a little bit later. And what could be more nuts and bolts than this? Scheduling the deposition. It is never as easy as it should be. And it's actually ridiculous that I need to even start my talk with this, but I feel like I do. Because as wonderful as depositions are and as much valuable information that we can gain from them, they can become a huge block that it's hard to get around, to get to the end, to where you have your enough facts to be able to present your case to a mediator, to an insurance adjuster, to a defendant, or to the court, to a jury. Depositions have to get going. And it's, you know, I'm convinced in this world today you can schedule anything with two emails, anything except a deposition. It's like pulling teeth. I'm not the only one. I knew that you all had been down this road. It's such a problem that in our office we've got our own little procedure that we've started following, and it's worked pretty well.